the in crowd. Certainly crowded the field for presidential candidates, the ballot coming your way. I've looked at the sample ballot posted at the Denver Elections website. 22 tickets running for president. Carlos, you picked out the big four.
Mm-hmm.
Senator, Congress, Regent, RTD, District Judge, Court Judge, and six amendments, three propositions, two referred questions, one initiated ordinance, and three ballot issues. Alden Dillard from the Denver Elections Department, welcome to KUVO.
Good morning, guys. It's good to see you. It's good to be back where I actually cut my teeth out of J school as a volunteer years and years ago.
Wow.
Great to have you with us.
Nice to have you here.
You've certainly been busy. Look at this ballot. Biggest ballot you've ever seen? No.
It's in the vicinity. I mean, this is a large one this year.
Volunteers at the grocery store are getting a little sophisticated. They don't ask you, are you registered? They ask, is your registration current? What's the general rule for people who have moved recently? There are a lot of them in the city and county these days.
The number one thing, people, especially if you've moved recently, is make sure you have your address up to date. A lot of people, you let their creditors, utilities, the cable company know where they're moving, but they don't remember their voter registration address. And in our current voter model, we actually mail ballots to all eligible voters automatically. So it's very important that you keep your address up to date. If you somehow don't do that, you still have an opportunity to do that, but you need to make sure that we have your address up to date, and then you have actually up through Halloween, and then after that you have to come in person if you don't get your address updated by Halloween.
In Colorado, you can register as late as Election Day itself, is that right?
That is correct.
Now, does that mean you can go to where you would normally vote and register and then vote? I mean, you don't have to go somewhere else to register, right?
Correct. We have a voter service and polling centers, and those are sort of full-service places that allow you the same services that you would get downtown at our main headquarters.
Okay.
And in the advent of a same-day registration, yeah, you can go to any of the voter service and polling centers in your respective county and register up to and on Election Day.
Mm. So the follow-up question just popped into my head with, what kind of ID do you need?
Actually, for registration, none is required, but you do need a ID to vote. So, for instance, if you sign up with like with a voter registration drive or something and you don't have ID produced, when we send you your ballot, it will actually be color-coded on the envelope, and your matching instructions inside will tell you that you need to send a photocopy of your ID. That's very important. You'd be surprised how many physical IDs we get mailed by people not paying attention to that instruction, and it has a list in the ballot instructions of what's acceptable ID under Colorado law. And then if you vote in person, you do have to produce ID, but you can produce a photo ID, a government ID, and there's also, we have that information on our website also.
Do what's necessary, stand in line, get that photo ID so that you can vote, because we don't want any monkeying around on the last minute election day where the lines can be long.
Correct. And the other thing, you know, we don't usually get a ton of long lines just because of the fact that we have so many ways that voters can get their ballots back to us. Mm-hmm. So that's why we use the term in Colorado mail ballot delivery. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get it to you, the voter. But you, the voter, have many options on which by which to bring them back. In Denver, in addition to being able to go to the voter service and polling centers, which will start opening up the week after ballots mail, you also have the ability to use 24-hour drop boxes. And you also, once the voter service and polling centers are open, the majority of them offer drive-through ballot drop-offs. You don't even have to get out of your car in order to be able to vote.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You know, forget about that the polling places are open even before Election Day. Correct?
It's changed. It's totally changed now.
This sort of replaces the old early voting model that you might remember from back in the days where you'd be out at like your grocery store or something. So actually, we'll have 26 voter service and polling centers open, and they come aboard in phases. Our first 13 will open up starting on Monday, October 24th. Then we have another phase that will be coming aboard starting Saturday, November 5th. And then we'll have four more that come aboard on Election Day, the 8th. So one of the things you always like to make sure people remember, Election Day is the first Tuesday after the first Monday of the month of November. So that's why the election's on the 8th this year.
Yeah. With the size of this ballot, I need my ballot mailed to me. What's the deadline to get it mailed to me?
And that deadline, if you want your ballot mailed to you, and again, we send them out automatically, but say if someone registers after that first batch goes on October 17th, as long as we have your updated address information by Halloween, Monday, October 31st, you can still have one mailed to you. After that, you can go to the voter service and polling centers, and you can either vote on the spot there or get a ballot, take it with you. But the main thing is it has to be back in our hands by 7 p.m. on election night, November 8th.
All right, great to have you with us here. A couple of quick questions because elections are in the news. Mm-hmm. We hear that foreign agents are trying to hack the election. Is Denver ready to fend off these attacks?
Oh, we're definitely ready. A couple of things that are going on around that, Steve, are that the people are confusing the voting system with the statewide voter registration system. Now, the statewide voter registration, we're an end user, so you know the Secretary of State can speak to that a little more. But in Denver, we actually have a very good partnership with our Office of Technology Services, and all the necessary safeguards are in place. And we also, you know, we test the system prior to every election. I know that particular angle's been in the news a lot lately, but we make sure everything's shored up prior to every election because all elections are important.
You're still training new election judges, still a chance to volunteer and get in the system and watch it happen?
Correct. You people do have that opportunity. You've been having some hiring events lately, and you still have a chance. If you want to, all you have to do is go to our website, denvervotes.org, look under voter information, and there'll be information there to link on how to apply to be an elections judge.
All right, Alton Dillard, what's your takeaway? What's your closing message? The number one thing voters should remember going into this year's election?
I'm going to go with a 1A and 1B. Number one is make sure your address is up to date, but then the 1B, because of the length of the ballot, make sure you look at the entire ballot and make sure that you vote both sides. In Denver, you'll get a two-card ballot, and it'll have offices and races on the front and the back of both cards. So make sure you're looking all the way through that.
Mm. One more question, because this is fascinating. I'm just curious as to what the percentage is of people who actually mail their ballot in versus doing the traditional way. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I'll do the ballot in the mail, but when it comes time for presidential election, I will actually go to vote in person. It's just something about going in the booth and you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, a bulk of people drop their ballots off. I'd have to put that percentage well into the 80s or 90s.
Wow.
But we do like to make sure that people do have
it's
the opportunity.
Yeah.
And so in our voter service and polling centers, you also have the ability, if you don't want to vote your mail ballot or you somehow spoil your mail ballot, you also have the ability to get a replacement. And you can vote a flat paper ballot. But we also have a tablet-based voting system where all you have to do, the tablets replace the old voting machines, and you make your choices there, and then it prints out a ballot that you actually place in a ballot box. Now, no votes are stored on the tablet itself, but it's a ballot marking device, and that way you can confirm before you slide your piece of paper into the box that it took who you wanted to vote for.